Wait,
yeah, they're good, right. So they have some of these Chinese elm, but they're not much good in this country. They just grow up and bust all the pieces.
So
grow too quick.
So cottonwood, Chinese elm.
Well, actually willow, where it's wet.
Willows. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, weeping willow and
yeah.
And the other kind, what they call them.
Ever hear of a sycamore?
Sycamore, that's back in Missouri.
Okay. Yeah. Not any out here, huh?
Uh-uh.
Okay. How about aspen?
Up in the hills.
Up in the hills.
Lots of aspen in the hills, yeah. Yeah.
They ever call them anything else? I've heard them called a...
Quaking aspen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, you know why they call them quaking aspen?
No, tell me.
Did you ever look at them when the leaves weren't quivering?
Yeah, I've seen them when they're shaking like that.
They do that all the time up here. They call them quaking aspen.
Legend is when Christ was crucified,
they shivered. Yeah, they're really
beautiful.
They do
that most of the time.
Mm.
Even if it's just a very little wind, they'll just shake.
Mm. Okay. I'm wondering what do people in this area call a grove of trees, a bunch of trees together? They call it a grove?
Grove, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what kind of bushes that you would have maybe growing around a house? Different kinds of bushes that you would have maybe as decorative around the house. I noticed y'all got some pretty ones out here.
Bridal wreath.
What are they called?
Bridal wreath.
Bridal wreath.
Yeah.
Are those shrubs?
They have little white flower on them. Sometimes.
Yeah.
They didn't bloom good this year, but sometimes they're just white and they're just left over.
Yeah. Is that what people call them? Call them shrubs?
Yeah. They're decorative shrubs.
Okay. Okay.
And they have lots of lilac bushes.
Yeah. I'm sure as a farmer you had to deal a lot or struggle a lot with weeds. What kind of weeds grow in this area you had to fight with?
We had milkweeds, tumbleweeds. Ragweeds.
Do you have any of those thistles?
Thistles.
Those old Russian thistles?
Russian thistles. And the Canada thistle, there's something you can't really kill them.
Yeah.
We just got them.
Yeah.
They come from Canada.
You want to go out now? She had to have her supper. She was getting hungry.
Tell me some of the names of some of the local streams in this area. Local bodies of water.
Streams of North and South St. Vrain. And Boulder Creek comes down through Boulder, North and South St. Vrain come down through Lyons, and the left hand comes down through between Lyons and Boulder. And the Big Thompson comes down through Loveland.
Yeah.
The Pooter comes down through Collins. Cache La Pooter.
Pooter? Cache La Pooter?
Cache La Pooter.
Cache La Pooter.
Big Thompson's where they had the Big Thompson flood in 76. Boy, that tore the dickens out of things, boy.
Really? Did y'all get hit here?
No, that don't hit here. That come down through Loveland, but there's lots of cabins up there and washed them all away.
Yeah.
Killed some people. Yeah. Haven't found some of them yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they call a wet weather creek in this area? They just call it what would they call a creek that, water doesn't flow through all the time.
One that floods all the time?
Well, only the water doesn't run through all the time, just when it rains.
Oh, a dry creek.
A dry creek, okay. And what would they call a big open pasture up in the mountains? A big open space? Would they call that a meadow?
Meadow,
yeah.
Okay. And what's a park? These are a couple of words that I've heard since I've been out here, and I'm not sure what they are. Park?
Park. Well,